Hello, it's Christine, and I'm sitting in Bob and Chris Hannan's kitchen, and a visitor came in, and this visitor is Dorothy Ann O'Neill. And then I immediately thought, right, I know that name, I know that lady. And of course, you were married, Dorothy Ann, to
Dennis O'Neill.
Dennis, yeah. O'Neill, and of course, in the 1980s, he was on the town council.
Yes, yes.
And you were?
The mayor and mayoress.
So many people will have seen pictures and been to events.
Yes, yes, a lot of events we went to, yes.
You'd have balls and things like that in the town hall.
Yes, yes, in those days when you wore long evening dresses, yes.
And compared by Harry and Joy
Tootle, yes. I think they compared the mayor's ball, actually, or else the mayoress's. It was one of them, yes, yeah.
They were good days,
yes,
weren't
they? And the Belvedere band, dance band, played at one of the occasions, yes.
Lots of our listeners will have danced to the Belvedere's, yeah. Oh, that's excellent. And of course, you were saying that Dennis, when he became ill...
Yes, yeah.
He was one of our listeners.
Yes, he had two strokes. It was his second stroke when he lost the ability to a lot of things. And he loved the talking newspaper. Yes, yes.
And especially liked Dr. Ryan.
Oh, yes, yes, we used to have a chuckle about that. Yes.
Because Dr. Ryland's motto was, you can't choose your parents. You cannot.
Yes.
You,
yes,
cannot choose your parents.
Yes.
And that means that.
Yes.
Yeah. But the reason why I've kidnapped Dorothy, and I literally have, haven't I? You came in to pay a debt.
Yes.
And I said, right.
And you wouldn't let me out.
And the reason I've kidnapped you is because you are the proud owner of a very ancient machine. Come on, what is it?
Well, I think it's just a bit old, actually. It's one of the first twin tubs that came out, Hoover-matic. I think it was called the Hoover-matic, yes.
So a twin tub washing machine,
yes,
for washing clothes?
Yes, yes, yeah. And that would be in 58.
Now, for some of our youngsters, how does a twin tub work?
Well, mine was deluxe because it would heat the water up as well. So you fill one side of the washer with water, waited for it to heat up, did a wash for so many minutes, and then you had to transfer it to the dryer and used to spin, rinse it in that, and then spin dry it, and then put another lot of washing in. You worked like that, the cleanest first to the dirtiest. You did as many washes as you could like that. But nowadays, it's such an old machine now. I tend to rinse everything by hand and then just use the spin part for spinning it, yeah, a bit dry, yes.
But you were saying that when you got the machine at first...
Yes, yeah.
You didn't have water supply.
No, we had a well at the back, which was always clogged up, and just a pipe that was put through the house. But there was a big well outside the farmhouse, and that's where we tended to get most of our water, yes.
You tended to get this water. How did you get it?
In buckets, bucketfuls. What?
So down the well?
Well, no, it's not a well under the ground, a big stone trough. And it would fill up with water, and at the bottom there was a little hole that... It was constantly running. It wasn't as stagnant.
Yeah.
It was constantly running, yes. It was wonderful, actually. The lady who lived at the farmhouse, she always was getting a chip pan on fire, and she used to come out and throw it into the well. That was the way to do it. Yes, yes. Mrs. Polly Smith, she was called. Such a lovely lady. Yes. It came in useful.
Oh, Bob's sitting here and the mind is boggling.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's not surprising.
Yeah, very dangerous. Yeah. It was dangerous, weren't it? Yeah, that's what she did. That's what she did. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So this is a twin tub that means it's got two compartments,
yes,
doesn't it?
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
And you had this in what year?
1958.
Yeah. So Chris was wondering whether this was going to be eligible for a museum.
Yes.
What do you think, Chris? Do you think it... Well, I think it should be. But obviously not the Calderdale one, because Bob says it wasn't made in Calderdale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
They only put things in their museum that are made in Calderdale. I didn't realise that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that means it's 61 years old, doesn't
it? Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And still going.
And
still working.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's still working.
Yes, yes.
That's just amazing.
Yes. Mind you, the man a few years ago, the man who was a young lad originally when we had him, he's quite an old man now, and when he came up a few years ago, I think one of the pipes from the pump had rotted or something or other. He said, when anything else goes wrong, he said, don't call me because there's nothing else I can do. But he was amazed how well it was working. You know, it was all clean, he said, inside, yeah. Yeah.
And it still washes your clothes.
Yes, yes, it does.
So come on, Dorothy, now that you've got an inside water pipe.
Yes.
Yes.
And electric. Yes.
Are you going to have a modern spin?
No.
You're going to stay
No
with
way,
this.
No. They're too complicated now. I go... Now and again, I go to Eastbourne to my daughter's, and she has an up-to-date
automatic
machine. And I used to go sometimes when they were going for a few days' holiday. She told me how to work this machine, and I thought, right, I've got it, you see. And I put all this stuff in, fragile stuff as well, press what I thought was right. And it was ages, and then it got really hot and it was boiling the water, and I ruined most of the washing. Yes. So when she came back, she banned me from touching the new machine. No, I'm happy for this one to go on as long as possible.
Oh, but long may it last.
Yes.
Dorothy Ann O'Neill, thank you so much for that. Thank you very much. Bye-bye from Christine. Bye-bye.